Restoring the Veil of Divine Femininity. I, Isis, am all that has been, that is, or shall be. No mortal man has ever unveiled me. The fruit I bore was the sun. My sisters, avoid my suffering, share in my fulfillment. The choice is ours to believe this existence is ordered or chaotic. We can believe in union or disunion. There is no coercion. But let your choice be based on knowing first the veracity of divine order. Then at least you will not find yourself lost, saying, "I did not know." Divine femininity must be nurtured and protected, as it is a timeless assurance of the manifestation of God's love and harmony on earth. A woman who turns from her feminine qualities or indulges in lustful pursuits is a woman who does not know what she is. Her truest freedom lies in fulfilling her natural purpose. A binding misery of gross mortality lies in the wake of that purpose being ignored. Her role is pivotal, as the female is the gate of earthly bliss or earthly suffering, depending upon her devotion to truth over evil. Disunion consciousness and disorder are the evils of falsehood. A woman who understands she is one with creation and that this creation is divinely ordered is a woman who sets herself to give birth to divine order. Such a woman and the fruit she brings forth bear gifts for the world's upliftment. The veiled ones prepare themselves to give birth to goodness, to give birth to that which will strengthen righteousness in the world, in the manner of Heru, Christ, Krishna, and so on. Let the goddesses, the sacred feminine, be veiled, and not the entire mystery. It is a truth which should be fundamental in our spiritual arsenal, one which is open to us all and calling out from our collective heritage. Men are attracted to your woman's spirituality, your closeness to and ability to manifest God. You must manifest God. You must make the offerings.